How are you today?
Hi, Thomas. Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. I'm quite excited about this. We're speaking with author Riley Redgate, who published her first novel before even graduating from college. That's an incredible feat. But now you have a new book out, Riley, Alone Out Here. And this has been called, I love this analogy, this has been called the Lord of the Flies in Space. Is that an accurate description?
Yeah, that's not inaccurate. I'm not mad about it. Yeah, would you like me to give a little synopsis?
Oh, please.
Yeah. All right, so it's set in the year 2072, and there's a forthcoming climate cataclysm, like a single event that is forecasted to happen the next year. And so the world's scientists, leaders, and engineers have been rallying together to try and build a space fleet to get some of humanity off of the Earth before that happens. There's a group of kids who are touring the kind of prototype spaceship, which is the only one of the fleet that is finished so far in 2072. And as they are touring it, the volcanic eruption happens ahead of schedule. And so these kids are the only ones to make it off of the face of the Earth, and they have to kind of grapple with the knowledge that they are the only survivors of the human race and try and rebuild a functional society.
So humanity's last chance of hope of continuing on as a species is one space station with a bunch of kids drifting out into the unknown.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What can go wrong?
No risks there. Yeah, absolutely.
Were you inspired by Lord of the Flies? What exactly inspired you to have this apocalyptic tale?
Yeah, I don't think Lord of the Flies was a direct inspiration in the beginning. It's more that I had this idea of kids kind of trapped together on a spaceship, like a thriller in a bottle idea, and then kind of realized as I was going that the number of similarities that it had to Lord of the Flies. I think once I had that realization, I definitely was beginning to interact with that book more and more as it went on. But yeah, there are obviously a lot of differences. This cast is older. Space is going to provide different types of scarcity and environmental stress than an island would on Earth. So, yeah, there are many divergences, but it definitely does resemble Lord of the Flies in certain ways.
The tagline of Alone Out Here is, what do you stand for when you're one of the last left standing? And I think that's an excellent thought experiment. What exactly do you try to continue doing in space, like there's nothing left? Mm-hmm. Do you try to continue the old traditions? Do you start something new? What were your thoughts when you wrote this?
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely the fundamental question of the book is, will these kids be able to build a new society, a functioning society, or will they inherit kind of the mistakes of their parents? Because the kids who are aboard this ship are actually the children of what's called the Global Fleet Planning Commission. And these were the leaders, engineers, scientists, et cetera, who were trying to create this fleet effort on Earth, and there were lots of pitfalls and lots of downsides because all the world's nations kept arguing and fighting, and so these kids are like inheriting a lot of strife, and the challenge is to take forward the wonderful parts of humanity and human nature and leave behind those, you know, the strife of Earth. Yeah, it's a tough thing to grapple with, and something that the main characters, you know, they have to determine what their morals are, because now suddenly, as the only survivors, their morals are going to determine the entire future of the human race.
I love the setup for that moral quandary. But as you mentioned there, that these are kids from engineers from across the world, an incredibly inclusive and diverse cast of characters. Were you inspired at all from your own lived experiences of including the diversity that we see in this book?
Mm. Yeah, so I'm half Chinese and half Irish. My parents were immigrants. I'm American. I think because I have family kind of around the globe, I maybe am like geared from birth to have a little bit more interest in like international affairs than the average American, but I wouldn't say that that's kind of the driving force of it. I think it's more kind of like an overall interest in like relationships between countries and how those relationships evolve over time and how they might continue into the future. And yeah, I think kind of I don't think it takes somebody of a certain background to be interested in those questions. But those questions were definitely what animated the book.
Because it could also be compared as to like a model UN in outer space.
I haven't heard that before, but that definitely makes sense in my head. You could go with that.
So Riley Redgate, this is a pseudonym, correct? You chose to make this name. Well, can you explain why exactly and how you were inspired by that name?
Yeah. So I picked this name when I was 16 or so on a writer's forum online. And my legal name is very Irish and has a silent GH in the middle of it. And approximately nobody outside of Ireland, anyway, has ever looked at my name and immediately been able to pronounce it, which is an issue if if somebody sees your book on a shelf and wants to go like, oh, I'll look that up later. It's an issue if they cannot spell or remember your name after that. Mm-hmm. So there is definitely like a level of just pragmatism to it. I kept my initials because I like my initial. But yeah, I wanted something that was kind of more approachable than my real name.
Well, Riley, Alone Out Here is your fourth young adult novel and your first foray into science fiction writing. Why do you like writing for young adults? Do you hope to write more? Mm-hmm. Do you want to continue science fiction?
Yeah, I love writing for like the YA audience because as a teenage reader, I remember being so fully immersed in the books that I was reading at the time. Like, I'm still very deeply affected by fiction and I still care about it so much, obviously. But at the time, like when I was reading a book, I was like in the book. It was like a sense of like full body transportation. And I think that's really valuable at that age, which is such a stressful age. So it's nice to write for an audience that you feel can feel a text like that. In terms of writing more science fiction in the future, I would love to. I'm kind of a genre omnivore. I sort of stumbled into contemporary fiction with my first three books. Actually, most of my ideas are more on the speculative, either science fiction or fantasy end. So, I don't know where I'll go next, but I'm excited.
Anything else you'd like to say, Riley, where people can find out more about you and this book?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. My website is rileyredgate.com. My Instagram is at Riley Redgate. And sorry if I lost you there for a bit. The phone went quiet. But thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It was great to talk to you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Riley Redgate is the author of Alone Out Here. This interview was originally conducted on April 8th of 2022.